This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Fort Hunter-Lickett in Monterey County. Augusta Vargas, you live on an Army base, but you're a civilian.
I do. I live on Fort Hunter-Lickett. It's some of the most beautiful land I've ever had the pleasure of living on. It's great.
Your husband is an Army sergeant?
My husband is Sergeant Garcia, and he is in the Camp Roberts area, but we live here, and he is with SATCOM, which is Satellite Communications, and that's his MO, his expertise.
Well, it must be interesting duty for you. On the one end, you're in the middle of nowhere. This is so remote, and yet, paradoxically, in a lot of respects, it's paradise.
Yes. Coming out here, coming from a big city prior, living and working in Manhattan and New York City.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, opposite end of the planet.
It's the opposite end. I worked for a magazine, did media there and social media there, and then we moved to San Antonio, which is a very large city indeed. You know, we drove up here, and it was, what, maybe an hour in. We still weren't here. 2 hours in, I started crying, thinking, what am I going to do, you know, with my degree? And we came out here. I saw a lot of wildlife, and, yeah, I was surprised, you know?
It grew on you.
It grows on you.
So what is your most pleasant, rewarding surprise part of being here?
Number one reward as a military spouse is to have my husband come back from Kuwait from the danger zone where he's been sent off for 1 to 2 years. I could have been living in a dung heap. And having the opportunity to have him there and know he's safe and alive with our children, just everything, it's heaven for me. Having my husband there and knowing he's safe, the main thing.
So you have kids?
I do.
And they obviously live on base too.
My children live on base. Sophia is 9 and Charlotte is 6, and they go to school around here, so.
But there's no school on base, so they go nearby?
They do go nearby. About 17 minutes away, you'll find a school called Lockwood, San Antonio Lockwood School Elementary, and they do go there. So.
In the great metropolis of Lockwood, California.
It is. Yeah. This place is a small country area. I never saw myself as a big city girl doing the country bumpkin thing, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But to live in Fort Hunter-Lickett, you have to have a stamina, and you have to be vigilant in focused and definitely have your mindset on just being optimistic.
And there are things to do on base. There's even a bowling alley. Do you ever take the kids there?
Yes, I do. We just bowled. We went to a church event, and after that, it was wonderful. They took us bowling and paid for unlimited bowling and pizza, and I'm actually a huge fan of bowling, so we had a great time.
So what are some of the other things that you can do with your family on base and right nearby? I mean, the Green Bridge behind us will take you to Big Sur.
Let me just tell you, this place is a beautiful epicenter for just doing anything wildlife oriented. If you want to go camping, you can go down the 101, hit Big Sur. You're going to see whales, you know, going out and up and down the waters and take pictures, go whale watching. There's surfing. The sightseeing is phenomenal. I can't say that I've ever had a dull moment here. I love it here.
Okay, so Manhattan girl comes to the edge of the wilderness.
That's right.
Your kids, how did they adapt? How are they adapting?
Surprisingly, the children absolutely love it here. I've tried to ask them what they would like in respect to possibly moving, or if they're interested. The opportunity for us to PCS out of here and go somewhere else came up. We decided to stay. They love the teachers at the school. They love the area. They love the wilderness. And right now my daughter's in the Pinnacles and she's hiking with her class group. That's amazing. You don't do that up in the city, huh?
That's really cool. A little bit more about on-base life. You have the post exchange. You have basically a grocery store. You can get a lot of your necessities without going off base, right?
You don't have to go off base. The first time we moved here, we stayed on base, and we realized you can save a lot of money being in the wilderness. You're not next to a bunch of shops. So I try to see the flip side of the coin and realize that money expenditures decrease. You don't really want to drive an hour to get somewhere, but you do have the PX, and you can get your immediate necessities, get a Coke, get some candy bars, a little snack. You can go and get some pizza at the bowling alley, have some recreation, and then, of course, the commissary to get the things that you need to make meals, planning, and all that sort of thing.
Talk about your social life. You have girlfriends and things that you guys do on base?
Well, I do have a social life more than you would imagine. I work for the Family Welfare Recreation Morale, and so I am a library technician. And I know everyone on base. I meet everyone. I stay active in the community so that I can get people to come to the events. So, you know, what I thought would make me into a recluse ended up me being the most sociable person on this post. So that's what happened.
That's so you don't have time to think too much.
I don't have time to think. Yeah. Yesterday I had an event and it was a Harry Potter dress up event. Come on down and do your dress up contest and get into the Harry Potter. And 52 people came. That's the biggest event we've ever had for a little library here in the sticks. So that was awesome.
And roughly how many military spouses are there on base? Just a wild guess.
Well, military spouses on base, I'd have to say, you know, it has to be somewhere. I don't have a good number because there are three different blocks here, and we have spouses about, let's say, 20 on one block, 10 on another, and then, you know, maybe another 15 on the next one down. So you can add up the numbers. It's not a great, wide, big number, but we're here and we're active. So you know what? I believe that this place is just, gosh, it's a utopia of just natural wildlife. When you're stuck in the city with billboards after billboard and signs, you know, I remember as a child thinking, I'm 7 years old, and I'm thinking, when does it end? The honking and the noise and will I ever see a horse running down a trail one day? You know, I watched Westerns. I grew up off of Bonanza. But we came here, and just last night, my husband had to shoo away a coyote out of the yard. And I said, oh, just be nice to it. It's fine. He goes, it's probably trying to eat your cat. You need to just let me take care of that. I was like, oh, yeah, now that you say that, well, okay.
Yeah, coming on base this morning, there was a fox just staring at me.
Oh, my gosh, we love it. You know, the elk. I've never seen elk. I didn't get a chance to see any of that in the city, Manhattan, San Antonio. You don't see it. You know, you might see a cat or a cat ran over or something, but you're not going to see an elk or anything like that. So it's a blessing. It really is.
So you're a happy critter on base.
I'm actually really happy here, and I will shed a few tears, not to be sentimental. When it's time to go, I'll be shedding tears. I've gotten to know this community. This community's small, but with the small community comes a friendship and a bond of getting to know people and really getting to know them well, and that's important. It's not just wham, bam, you're getting to know your community and you're engaging. It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks for sharing, Augusta.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Hunter Lickett in Monterey County.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.